Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to you. As you just heard, I'm Randy Dean. I'm the No BS Bishop. I'm alive to love. I believe lesser values than love devolve easily into the BS that life gets so cluttered up with. And I am done with BS. I've been there, I've done that, and I know many of you have. Let's be done with it. Let's move on to love, because love is the most authentic value of the human experience. Today, I want to talk to you about the significance of rising to the beauty of injured love. Yeah, you heard it right. Injured love, because injured love holds the potential for passionate love. Hear that again. Let's rise to the beauty of an injured love, because an injured love can rise to the beauty of a passionate love. We'll get there, all right? So, but before we get there, I want to pray with you and lead you in the Lord's Prayer, most prayed prayer in human history. You've heard me say it 1,000 times. Here's 1,001. This prayer offered by Jesus is not lengthy. It's not meant for big audiences where we get a bunch of hand claps and shouts of amens, but it is meant for your quietness of life, your, as Jesus called it, your closet. Go into your closet. Pray to your Father this way. So we're going to pray the Lord's Prayer, and then after that, I want to lead you in Love's Creed, a little something I've written for myself, and I'm offering it to you so that you can rise with me to a creed, a passion for love. All right? Join me, would you please, in this most prayed prayer in all of human history. Millions upon millions, maybe billions upon billions have prayed it. And we can join the voice of Jesus in the simplicity of this paragraph. If you know it, join me. If you don't, listen in. Here's the voice of Christ as he taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Such a standard of strength in that short paragraph. Now, here's Love's Creed. I hope that you understand. I know my creed is not up there with the Apostles' Creed or Nicene Creed or other proven creeds in church history, but I know it's in my own personal history, a valued statement, and I'm offering it to you. Let me read it in total, then let me go back and I'll ask you to repeat after me. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I am alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. All right? Now repeat after me if you're so inclined. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I am alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. All right. If you'd like a copy of that, shoot me an email at randydeanministries@gmail.com. I'd be happy to send you a copy, and no BS attached. I'm not going to put you on some kind of mailing list and start promoting other products or things to raise money. I'm here for love. I'm not here for BS. Now, to that end, as you heard in the opening, I want to invite you to the majesty of injured love. And yeah, you heard that right. The majesty of injured love contains the potential for the beauty of a healed love, because a love in restoration and rehabilitation can also rise to a passionate love. I don't know that passion is a word that most of us really wrap our heads around often, but it means a lot to me. But we can rise to a passionate love only when we've experienced an injured love. I think it's been in the past year or two that I've just really focused in on giving up on the notion and forget about living some kind of uninjured love experience, because it's not possible. It is impossible. Maybe in the context I could say it better, that to expect an uninjured love is to expect that which isn't reasonable or helpful or even valuable. An injured love really does open up the door for us to examine what love in us, in particular our individual living and life and experience, is all about. How am I loving? How am I walking out this life of love? And in my walking out of this life of love, I think if we have, any of us out there, been walking this life of love at all, you have experienced injury. Now, once you've experienced that injury, you've got a choice. Actually, you've got a series of choices to make at that point. I've been there. It's impossible for anybody to live as a pastor. And I've been there for a half a century as a pastor. It's impossible to pastor a church or a group of people or to be a spiritual care director. It's impossible to avoid injury if you love. And on that note, I would suggest that there are those who have tried to be spiritual leaders and they've experienced injured love, and you will. It's going to happen if you're in that category. And they've given up on love as a footing for how they pastor or how they minister or whatever calling they may have. And once you do that, you've gotten into the potential of the slippery slope of walking into the whole category that we're here over and over again for years now. We're going to get in that category of BS. You're just going to BS your way through life. You're going to BS your way through ministry. You're going to BS your way through faith. If you're a faith person and you've sought to pass your faith along to people and they reacted in an injurious way, they've acted in a persecuting way, and you've been injured. Well, and then at that point, if you don't make a solid series of decisions about your injuries, you're on a slippery slope to BS. And that's why there's a whole bunch of BSing going on in the spiritual world and spiritual communities, churches, synagogues, mosques, where love has been injured, and people make bad choices about that injury of love. And as a result, BS is the next step. I'm here to ask you to join me in the step up, to transcend the injury. I'm not expecting you not to feel it. In fact, I would propose that feeling the injury is a part of what love's all about, right? Now, hang in there. Don't turn this off yet. We are in this life stepping out every morning with the potential of injury facing us. There's no way around it, unless you just want to wrap yourself up in some existential bubble wrap and live in a cocoon somewhere where nothing touches you, nobody talks to you, nobody interacts with you. That's maybe a guarantee that you're not going to be injured. But in that silly fantasy, you're also going to shrink up and become a nothing, a nobody. It doesn't work. It's not how we're designed. The human condition is designed for interaction. The human condition is designed to be a part of the vast expanse of humanity. And all humanity, I do mean all, A-double-L, all humanity, everybody, and all their foibles, and all of their idiosyncrasies, and all of their highs and lows, and some of them who've made a choice to hate rather than a choice to love. And once we get out there loving people in that context, well, then injury is not far behind. Now, I know that possibly the easiest example that many of you will relate to is an injured romantic love. She broke my heart. He broke my heart. That was the love of my life, and then suddenly they cheated on me or they rejected me. You fill in the blank. You know what I mean. The easy context of making an illustration here is that in romantic love, when two people have decided that their love for each other means all the world, and then one of them, or maybe both, discover that, nope, I'm done, and all I want to do is I want to get out of this relationship. Well, one or both of you are going to get hurt, and you're going to get hurt badly. And then again, as I said earlier about the greater category of love, you've got a series of choices to make from there. One of the saddest expressions I've heard in response to that in the context of romantic love is people have said, I'll never love again. I'm done. I can't afford a broken heart at that level. There's an old song way back. I'll prove just how old I am. I don't have a wooden heart. So I'm not going to love because my heart is not made of wood. It's made of flesh and blood, and it breaks. Now, I know people mean what they're saying when they say, I'll never love again. I know they mean it. But I've had to advise and counsel people through the years that you just need to be careful with that commitment, if you will, because your heart needs love, and your heart's going to go out in a search for love. And I'm, again, speaking romantically. And you're going to find a relationship out there that your heart's going to say, oh boy, here we are. And you're going to have to find a way for rehabilitation to have its way in your heart. Now, when that happens, when the rehabilitation happens and you do allow for and make a decision to love again, I promise you, your next journey into love is going to be passionate. Because having once been injured in love and you find rehabilitation, you find a way up and out of that pain and that brokenness, and you discover a new you in that, I promise you, you will have a deeper passion. Now, that deserves a lot more conversation, but for the sake of time, let me take it on to the greater category of love as a lifestyle. I'm alive to love lifestyle. The whole context of this series, this broadcast, podcast, is about being alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. So to that end, as a lover, as a person who is going to walk this life as a lover, I have come to this conclusion. Let me pause and say these words very carefully and with real enunciation. I have accepted the possibility that at every level of my love, I'll find challenges. I will be rejected. I will go unnoticed. I will be misunderstood. And I will not always find that love is complete in short-term projects. And it may even cause me harm. Now, that's a mouthful. And I know what I'm saying here. I have lived this, and I've seen thousands of other people live this in a successful way. The first person that comes to my mind is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who was physically injured, who was physically wrestled with, who saw who saw people all around him assassinated and beaten and lynched, he knew that love was the answer. He said, hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. His commitment to love was a commitment to the potential of everything I described here. At every level, your love will be challenged. It will go rejected. It'll go unnoticed. It'll be misunderstood. And it will not always work in just a short-term project. And it causes harm. Psychologically, mentally, physically, it can and has caused harm. So I'm asking you to join me. If you have found that uninjured love is an impossibility, it does not exist, now join me in a rehabilitation, a life of recovery for our love, so that when we reject this uninjured love idea, I promise you this, in that rehabilitation, you will discover the majesty of the divine character of God, whose love is daily rejected, fought, pushed back against. The injuries are too many to count. Go ahead and count the stars in the sky if you can, and you can't. The injuries to the nature of God are beyond counting. And yet, God is love. God does not decrease in love as injuries happen. God increases. The passion only grows. This is the invitation. That's why I say here, love is not a sprint. It is a lifetime marathon, a pilgrimage, a mountain climb. And it is worth every minute. It is worth every effort. It is worth every day of sadness and tears, because joy will come in the morning, meaning when the sun rises in a rehabilitated capacity for love again. So once we see injury to our love and we enter into a rehabilitation or recovery of love, we're entering into a whole new dimension of love where the passion of love can be discovered in a way that we could not discover any other way. An author, a Mexican author by the name of Don Miguel Ruiz, he's a prolific author. One of his best-selling books is called The Four Agreements. And one of the four agreements I have written in some of my journals and notes, and that is this. Are you ready? Three words. This is an agreement for life, and it has a lot to do with what I'm saying here. Take nothing personally. Now, Don Miguel Ruiz is inviting us to a pretty sizable idea for living in those three words, and it has a lot to do with love. Taking nothing personally as it relates to injuries. Because when injury comes to our love, when injury comes to our life of love, it's important for us to recognize that what, however and from whomever that injury came, it came from a place of deep, dark woundedness. Because that's how people fall into such a depth of despair. And when love shows up, it will often be seen as an enemy for that kind of person. And they will fight. They will fight, and they'll fight in a sad way. But Don Miguel Ruiz, in his Four Agreements, says, take nothing personally. When we arrive at the notion that hatred in the face of love doesn't come at me because I woke up in the morning and my name is Randy Dean, or your name, you fill in the blank. It's coming at me because love is seen as an enemy for somebody deeply, deeply injured and wounded in life. So I can, through a series of decisions, through a series of impacting life choices going forward, I can find rehabilitation from that injury by recognizing that wasn't meant for me. Take nothing personally. That wasn't meant for me. That was meant for this life of love that I've chosen. That was not aimed at me because I am so special. It was aimed at me because love is so special. Now, that's why I'm here telling you, join me, please, in rejecting the notion of uninjured love so we can rise to the majesty of an eternal divine love found in God. It's a tall order, and I know what I'm saying here deserves a lot of attention. You might want to go back and listen to this 2 or 3 times or more. Have maybe a team of people around you that you know relate to you well, have all your best interests in mind, and maybe sit down and listen to something like this or read Don Miguel Ruiz's book, The Four Agreements, or do both. Listen to what I'm saying here and a book or two, and sit down as a team and say, how do we walk through this life as our love has been injured, and how can we find a rehabilitated love so that our love is genuinely passionate? I believe one of the reasons that people like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and many thousands of others in the African-American community and African-American experience have such enormous passion in how they, for instance, in an African-American church, the passion of the worship, the passion of the preacher, I got to tell you, that turns my heart on and upward when I'm in those spaces. I have learned to deeply appreciate and love that experience, and I've had a significant amount of it in my life. I'm so, so grateful for that. Oh my goodness, I can't tell you how full of gratitude I am for the gift of God in my life from those experiences. But those kind of passionate worship experiences don't come out of a vacuum. They come out of deep injury. Because you see, in the civil rights movement, especially in the 50s and 60s, there was extreme violence. African-American churches were targeted and burned down, or bombs were set off in them. Sunday school children died in some of these experiences going through the civil rights movement. And that pain, and this is why Dr. King was so intent on speaking out, hate cannot drive out hate, only love can do that. And there's a whole quote to that I don't have time to go to right now, but his passion wasn't born in a vacuum. The passion of the African American church is not born in a vacuum. It's born in the experience of tens of thousands of deep disappointments, deep injuries, crazy, insane rejection of their humanity. That's why I think their experience can teach us so much about love, real love. And in that, I do believe whether there are there are a group of people who fully recognize it in the African American leadership community, that Don Miguel Ruiz's statement here is applicable. Take nothing personally. To understand that it wasn't just one person who was hated so much that they needed to be destroyed or killed. It was an entire worldview of hating a group of people because of the color of their skin. So to that end, one person in desperate injuries could find the way of saying, this isn't just about me. This is about an entire context of hatred born in a soul that is desperate, desperately wounded and desperately broken. So now I can either join their desperate brokenness or I can find a recovery, a recuperation, a means of physical therapy for my love, a therapy for my psychological view of the world, a therapy for my mindset, so that going forward, I can rise to a passionate love. So I've given you a lot to think about here, I know. This applies to a lot of contexts in a very narrow setting, yes, romantically, but in a very much wider context. Uninjured love makes possible a passionate love once we enter some recovery of a love lifestyle that leads us upward and onward in this life. So let's all come on now. Hang in there with me. Don't leave yet, because I want you to join me in some exercises here. I want to spend a little extra time in those exercises, because I've touched a lot of tender places in our hearts and our nerve. And I want you to breathe now. Breathing is the essence of life. That when God created humanity, Genesis says he breathed into them the breath of life. Let's accept that breath of life as we exercise good, healthy, deep breathing. Join me, would you, on the count of three. Take a deep breath. Hold yourself as steady as you know how, and appreciate the gift of love in that breath. One, two, three. Inhale. Hold it. Now, exhale. There's a whole lot of gift right there. Not the least of which is it's just good, healthy way, a good, healthy way of living. Breathe deeply. Breathe in a rhythmic kind of way. You may have to practice that because we're so attuned in our Western culture, we're so attuned to being just lit up with all kinds of stimulants and psychological pains and pushing and passions that are not healthy, and we race. It's important to breathe well, to breathe deep, to breathe with gratitude. The next thing I want you to do is to join me in this exercise of being able to say, even in the face of our injuries, to say to someone, I love you. With eye contact, with intentionality, for some of us, that may take a world of recuperation. And so maybe the practice of saying, I love you, maybe practice in a mirror. Maybe practice in your own phone in your hand and say it to a little short video so you're saying it to yourself and you can see your face when you say it. And perhaps just find a safe person that you know you can trust with saying, look, I've been injured in my love. I want to be able to say, I love you with complete authenticity, with complete intentionality, and to continue my journey of healing so that my injured love gives rise to a passionate love. Find somebody, give them that exercise. Start with yourself, but be on a path. Would you join me? Be on a path for the healing, recovery, the restoration, the therapy of living a life of love alone. Because the biggest mistake we make in life is thinking we still got time. Be present. Be kind. Love more. Love now. I want you to rise with me and be determined to go out there and do something beautiful in this ugly world and do it with such love that you defeat the ugly. Ugly is getting done to death. It's time for the people of beauty to do 1,000 beautiful things every day, all of it born in the passion of love. Thanks for being with me today. I love you. Happy trails.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.